The strike is about pay for the boxes of blueberries and strawberries the workers harvest at Sakuma Brothers Farms in Burlington. Many of those berries are sold to Häagen-Dazs for ice cream. The workers in question have been earning $3.50 per flat of blueberries. That's about 12 pints, but they say they can't pick them fast enough to earn a fair wage. Thomas Madrigal is with the farm workers advocacy group Community to Community.
Basically, what the workers are contending is that at the low wages that they're being offered, they're not being able to meet the state's minimum wage requirements.
One worker was allegedly fired for complaining about it, so 200 of his colleagues staged a six-day work stoppage earlier this month. After he was reinstated, they agreed to return to work during negotiations. But Madrigal says the workers decided to walk off the job again on Monday when they learned that crews in another field were earning nearly $5 more per flat.
So they felt that that was extreme difference and decided they would not work for $3.50 a flat.
The workers are mostly indigenous Mexicans who come to Washington from California during the picking season. They say they need to earn at least $6 a flat, nearly twice the current wage. They have a long list of additional concerns about their working conditions. The company says the wage demands are too much and has brought in third-party negotiators. The workers say they want direct talks with their employer. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.